it's our Advent time, and I'm going to ask Sean and Jules to come up to light our candles. And if you'll hit that next slide, Emily. As you can see, we've got a bunch of candles here. And as they get there, they're going to light all of our candles except the one in the middle. And if you remember, last week, we celebrated the birth of that brand new baby right there. And so they've got a wonderful family right here. And our first one that we're going to light right here is Hope. And you got your hands full, but... And then Peace and Joy. And this week, the greatest of all, Love. And so I'm going to give you guys just a moment right there to share with us.
I will be reading 1 John chapter 4, verse 19. We love because he loved us first. Prior to us speaking up here, I was just thinking about this verse, and I have heard this verse many throughout my Christian life, and I have skimmed over it because it's a pretty simple verse. We love because he loved us first. But the more I think about it, we are very blessed that he loved us first, and it's very important. But also, we have a job to do now. He loved us, and now we have to go out and do our part. And we have to love others and bring them to our family. And I've had many times in my past relationships, if I didn't show love, I would not have had the relationships I have with them now. And I think that speaks volumes.
Well, I appreciate you guys, and what's great about it. What's great about it, and what I think that they're experiencing, which many of us have too, is that having children just changes your whole concept of what love is. And it really does focus you on someone else and lets you know how different love in the world is and how different the love of a mother and a father is. And it helps us, I think, understand God. So let's just pray. Father, I am so grateful that you love us. I'm so grateful that you want us to call you our Heavenly Father. I'm grateful that you have put your Holy Spirit in our hearts that cries out, Abba, Father. And we know we're loved. And we know that you're with us. And we know that even when we slip and we fall, that you believe in us, that you called us, that you chose us, that you've adopted us into your family, that we are yours, and that you are with us always. You will never leave us. You will never forsake us. We're yours, and we are here today because you love us. And because of that love, you have provoked in our hearts the desire to respond and love you back. And so we're here today to worship you, and we want to express that love to you right now from our hearts and say thank you. In Christ's name we pray, amen.